I'm your genie, but with a reason. And don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, share this episode. Help us grow. I know you wanna. Okie dokie. We have a lovely guest here from the God Pill podcast show named Augustus. I'm a little bit of a fusion because I'm a very unique person, so I don't consider myself fully old school, but at the same time, I am. And then because I've noticed that there's a lack of, at least based on my experience, not that they don't exist, because the guy friends that I know are cool, but based on my dating experience, the guys don't have guts. They don't have the guts to verbalize, and even if they are raised old school, because this is the problem with old school, is that you're saying to stay old school, but what if, okay, what if you're with someone for 3 years or whatever, and you've grown apart, and then you feel guilty to break it off, but you don't really want to be with them. And that's what I believe is a huge cause of loneliness, is people staying together when technically they grew apart, but the guy is not man enough to break it off with her.
Well, see, the only reason why...
That can be old school in a negative aspect.
Well, see, the only reason why that relationship would grow apart is because they're straying away from their core principles.
Not necessarily. People change, though. If you were together as a college and then you grow apart due to maturing, due to different mindset, due to personal development, because that's what happened to me. I grew apart with my ex. He's a great person.
Right. Well, see, you have to look at it, though. If you're talking about a couple that came up from a area where you're supposed to do things a certain way, and the people in this area, they don't like changing. They don't like change. These two partners, they don't like change. And they get together, and all of a sudden they start changing. It's because they've changed their demographic. They changed where they where they're living. They change how they're doing things based on the relationship. Just because they got together for whatever reason, they feel like it's necessary to change. See, but
why is change bad though? Everyone grows though.
Change can be bad when it comes to core values that is keeping the relationship together in the first place.
What if you change isn't core values though, but you still change anyways?
That's because that's because they're leaving what they're used to. They're leaving what their original habitat is, and that is the old school. If they go to a big city, if they move to Hollywood, you can forget it. That's a wrap. You know,
well, old school is not. Hollywood is not necessarily the best place to find a mate. I think even if you can't take your mate to visit, but to find a mate, because I did an episode on how Sharon Stone basically gave up on love. But I think that there's a lot of people that value lasting relationships, but to find it is very difficult in this day and age. I hear what you're saying, but I don't fully agree with what you're saying.
That's all right.
Because people do change and evolve, and people have different experiences, and you cannot force people to stay together. That's why the loneliness statistics are partially so high. It's because people are staying so old school, because in the old school mindset, they stay married and they just want to stay stuck. But I don't believe in that. I think that's a bunch of crap. Because I've seen a lot of people that stay together and they're not happy with each other.
And right.
I told my ex is a wonderful person. Like, he really is a really great person. And to this day, if I'm ever in trouble, I could call him and be like, what's the matter? And we can talk about it, and he'd be there for me.
That's beautiful.
So, like, he's a really good person, and I will never speak bad about him. Did we have our problems? Heck yeah. Hence, not to get together anymore. So, sometimes people change, and you can't control it, or even if you try to force it, it happens. And sometimes, like I say, with the naivety, You know, when the real world hits you, you don't really know if it's going to last or not because, you know, the reality hits you and you realize even if you stuck to your core values, it doesn't matter. What if you can't stand the fact that he, you know, sleeps in, or you're an early bird and he makes loud noise in the kitchen and he's not going to keep that about himself? Are you going to seriously continue, like, little habits, you know what I mean? Or you can't stand a woman that shops like a crazy person. You didn't know that until you live with her, how she has shopping issues. Are you going to stay with her just because you stick to the old school mindset? You see what I'm saying? That is naive guidance. And that's setting yourself up for a divorce and a lonely marriage. And I think that should be keeping in perspective with realisticness. I do agree with keeping some old school mindsets in the positive sense, but like I said, I'm more of like a fusion. All for today, and we hope you enjoyed this episode. You got some insight and you learned some lovely things, and it's a very fascinating topic, and we will probably talk more about this issue in another episode for sure, because we both clearly like this topic. And also subscribe to the Godpill episodes and the Godpill podcast, of course.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
Yeah,
indeed.
you can find
Every
the God
Tuesday.
you can find the Godpill Ampersand Compatibility on Apple, on Spotify, on probably Podcast Addict and other places with our Transforming Media Network sponsors and with Marcus Hart. He's amazing, giving him a shout out. And that's so thank you so much, guys, and sayonara, peace out. Okay, ciao.